As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Jesus' words to the apostles are his legacy to Christians throughout the world, who are encouraged to spread the good news to people everywhere. In a new doctrinal note on some aspects of evangelization, the Vatican Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith is reminding Catholics that they have inherited the apostles' mission to evangelize. The document was issued at a press conference in the Vatican on Friday. Emer McCarthy reports.
Prefect of the Congregation, U.S. Cardinal William Joseph Leveda, presented the document entitled A Doctrinal Note on Some Aspects of Evangelization to journalists in the Vatican's press office on Friday at noon.
The doctrinal note addresses a central theme in Catholic and Christian understanding of our belief in Jesus Christ, that of evangelization. As Jesus was sent by the Father to bring the good news of salvation to the world, so he commanded his disciples to proclaim this good news, the gospel, to the whole world and to all people.
The prefect said the note is a result of conversation with bishops around the world, addressing some specific concerns which seem to undermine the fulfillment of Christ's missionary mandate.
This work of evangelization belongs to the very nature of the Church.
Cardinal Leveda said the anthropological implications of evangelization addressed two key factors of human existence, freedom and truth. Human dignity requires that the search for this truth respect human freedom of conscience. It follows then, he said, that evangelization must never resort to coercion or tactics unworthy of the gospel. At the same time, however, he pointed out, religious liberty requires that evangelization not be impeded by restrictive measures.
Because Christians have received this great gift of God's love in Christ, they naturally have a desire, indeed a duty, to share this gift with their families, friends, and neighbors. In this Advent season, when we anticipate once again this year the beautiful feast of Christmas, we may recall how the Gospel of St. Luke tells of the angel announcing the good news of the birth of Jesus to the shepherds in the fields around Bethlehem. We might say that the angel was the first evangelist. In keeping with the coming feast, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith offers this new doctrinal note as its gift to the Church and to the world.
Cardinal Leveda summarized that when individual persons decide in conscience to enter the Catholic Church, their decision should be respected without accusing the Catholic Church of a negative form of proselytism. Finally, concluded the Cardinal Prefect, the importance of Christian witness to holiness and charity is essential if evangelization is to be credible.
The doctrinal note concludes with a beautiful quotation from the first encyclical letter of Pope Benedict XVI. The love which comes from God unites us to Him and makes us a we which transcends our divisions and makes us one, until in the end God is all in all. The citation from 1 Corinthians 15. I hope that this document can serve as an instrument of renewal for the evangelizing efforts of Catholics and all Christians, and as a guideline toward unity and brotherhood in the whole human family.
Cardinal William Joseph Leveda, the prefect of the Vatican Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Well, to have some more in-depth insight into this document, we talked to the Undersecretary of the Vatican Office for the Doctrine of the Faith, Dominican Father Agostino Di Noia. We asked him why a document on evangelization when everyone knows it's the Church's mission to evangelize.
This is very true. We've had many documents, Vatican II, Pope Paul VI, and of course Pope John Paul II, Redemptoris Missio, and we did not try to completely summarize anew all of the theology of evangelization, but to concentrate only on certain aspects.
Why then did the congregation decide to focus on these particular aspects?
This document began actually as a project at the time that Cardinal Ratzinger was still the prefect. It seemed to us that the church's freedom to evangelize was being questioned as if it were an intrusion on other people's freedom of religion. And the second aspect was the confusion in the missiology that seemed to be de-energizing the missionary institutes, the religious, who have always done the mission of evangelization in Africa, Asia, etc.
So, how did this confusion over evangelization actually come about?
The fundamental problem is a pluralistic theology of religion, which essentially states that all religions are equally valid in leading a persons to salvation, so that the church and Christ cannot claim, we cannot claim that Christianity has some special path to salvation, but each path is valid for the people who are, let's say, born into it culturally and socially. And that's the fundamental error was addressed by the document Dominus Iesus, but now, let's say, the missionary implications are being addressed in this document.
In many countries, it seems that any attempt to communicate a religious message is considered by many people as inappropriate today.
This is perhaps the heart of the problem that we are trying to address. But we argue here that when you believe just in the natural order, if you receive some good news, for example, that one of your children has a child was born today, or that you have, you know, received an inheritance from some relative, your immediate instinct is to communicate good news, you see? So what we have said here is that the instinct, if you will, to evangelize comes from the desire to share a news that we believe is truly good news and that people should hear for their own good, if you will. And without imposing anything on them, they are free to receive it or not. So that's the fundamental cultural aspect that the argument of the document tries to address.
The doctrinal note explains that not only should the faithful be happy to share the good news of Christ, they should consider it their duty.
The news about Christ is news that is good and that we have the duty, because he himself directed, he commanded us, to spread the news about himself to all nations.
Some critics, however, argue that evangelization is simply the way to increase the numbers of the faithful, and thus the power and influence of the church in society.
And people who look at this in just a worldly sense or sociological sense, you can understand why they would think this. But for us, the church is the communion of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit with us that God wanted to share. So the church is not simply, or not even principally, a worldly or earthly society. It is the society of those who have been drawn into the life of God himself by grace. So the suggestion that we are simply trying to grow in numbers is, from a Catholic and Christian point of view, absurd.
Father Denoia says, ecumenically, the doctrinal note is not just of interest for Catholics alone. All Christians, in fact, are called by Christ to evangelize.
The first thing is that all Christian communities and churches, Orthodox, Evangelical, Protestant, all have received this command, this mandate to make Christ known. So in my opinion, all Christians would welcome the doctrinal note. Evangelization is not something that is directed so much to other Christians, but it is directed by Christians to the whole world. So in a sense, the note invites all Christians to take seriously the mandate of Christ to evangelize the world.
The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith issued the note on evangelization just days after the release of Pope Benedict XVI's second encyclical, Spe Salvi, Saved by Hope.
It's really quite providential, the timing of these two documents. The plan to release the doctrinal note on December the 15th was made a long time before we even knew that there would be an encyclical on hope. And yet, the timing now has turned out to be remarkable, because one of the things that the Pope is saying is that we have the duty, as St. Peter said, to give the reasons for the hope that is in us. And both he and Pope John Paul II, really the first truly modern popes. I mean, these are two men educated in modern philosophy and theology. Both of them have recognized that the world, society without religion and without God, is not a better, not a freer, not a happier place, but a place which is like enclosed on itself, a dead end, if you will. So in the light of his encyclical, Spe Salvi, this doctrinal note insists that when the Church evangelizes, it is really doing so out of love for the world that, let's say, is dying from not hearing the message.
Dominican Father Agostino Denoia is Undersecretary of the Vatican Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Thank you.